This is my podcast for bedtime stories. Enjoy.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
The beginning of all things. When God created the universe, did he have to sit down and plan it all first? And if he did, where did he sit down? He hadn't thought up of chairs yet. Or did he just think it all up at once? Did God get out a piece of paper and start drawing out ideas, and then scribbling them out when he didn't like them? Did he try different ideas for things? Like, did God think people might be good with six legs instead of two? Or because he is perfect, we are all God's ideas right from the very start? And how long would it take to think of everything in the universe? Did it take a day, or a week, or maybe it took forever? But since forever has no beginning and no end, when he finally said, "That looks good," and then created everything, there still was forever left. Or maybe he thought it all up in an instant. Something to talk about. One thing is for sure, if it weren't for God, we wouldn't be here. And a simple prayer. Here I am, Lord. I thank you and praise you for all the wonderful blessings. I will delight in everything you have given me. I put my trust in you. You are always at my side, and today I will have everything I need. Forgive me for the times I have disappointed you. Guide me and teach me, fill me with your power, so that in everything I do, I will be a delight to you. Amen. And it was real good. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Before there was anything, there was God. Before there was ice cream and chocolate sauce, or popcorn and pop, or computers, VCRs and TVs, or the sun, the moon and the stars, or even space itself, God was there. There wouldn't be anything if God hadn't thought it all up. But God did think it all up. But in the very beginning, there was no shape to God's creation at all. And everywhere, it was black as night. So God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and so he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And then, for the first time ever, there was evening and there was morning. The first day in all of creation had come to an end, and a new day was ready to begin. On the morning of the second day, God put the blue sky between the deep waters that cover the earth and the blackness of space. At first, the earth was completely covered by water. There wasn't any dry ground anywhere. And there was evening and there was morning. The second day was over, and a new day was ready to begin. Morning came on the third day, and God gathered the waters together to make the dry land appear. God called the dry land earth, and the water he called sea. God looked at all that he had made, and he saw that it was good. It was all very good. Then God said, "Let there be plants on earth, and all the things that grow." And all the different kinds of plants and trees began to grow. Apple trees, banana trees, grass, and dandelions and roses, wheat to make bread and corn so kids would have vegetable they would like. But God made spinach and broccoli too. And God looked at all that he had made, and he saw that it was very good, even the broccoli and spinach. There was evening and there was morning the third day. A new day was waiting to begin. On the fourth day, God said, let the light appear in the sky, so we would know when to go to bed and when to get up for school. And just by his word, God made the sun and the moon and all the stars appear. He made them all out of nothing. And God looked at all that he had made, and he saw that it was good. There was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. On the morning of the fifth day, God said, let there be swimming things in the oceans and lakes, and birds in the air. And the oceans were filled with hammerhead sharks and dolphins and whales. And the sky there was filled with robins and eagles, blue jays and cardinals, and yellow-billed sapsuckers. Until then, the earth must have been a very quiet place, but not anymore. And God looked at all he had made, and it was wonderfully good. There was evening and there was morning. Now the fifth day had come and gone. Then God said, let there be animals upon the earth. God made giraffes and zebras and lions and tigers and bears. He made moose with great big antlers, and little gophers and chipmunks and squirrels. He made monkeys swinging through the trees and giant gorillas sitting in the forest eating bananas. He made huge elephants, and he made hippopotamuses rolling around in the mud. How could God think of all those things? What a great imagination God has. Then God said, let us make people in our own image. God said us, because God the Father was there, and so was Jesus, and so was the Holy Spirit, but still, he was just one God. So God made people in his own image. When you look at yourself in a mirror, you see an image of yourself. You see a reflection of what you are like. God made us his image. We are a reflection of what God is like. When God sees us, he sees a reflection of himself. You are the image of God. Always remember that. So God looked at all that he had made, and he saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, and that was the sixth day. On the morning of the seventh day, God saw that the whole universe and everything in it was finished. Nothing else needed to be made, and it was all very good. And so, God rested on the seventh day. He celebrated all the good work he had done. God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. What does that mean? When something is holy, that means that it is special. It belongs to God. When God made the seventh day holy, he made it his day. It belongs to him. He made the seventh day a special day, different from all the rest. God rested from work on the seventh day and enjoyed all that he had made. That is what God wants us to do on the seventh day of every week. God wants us to rest and enjoy all that he has made. That way we will all always remember that all good things come from God. God made everything there is, and he made everything good. Always remember that. God is wonderful.